Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
And always, we're happy to have our resident career coach and Adrian Chu, CEO and founder of Career Agility International, who joins us every Thursday to talk us through staying relevant and having long, successful careers.
Now, a new Ministry of Aging coordinating closely with the Manpower and Education Ministries could help the authorities resolve emerging challenges such as the displacement of mature professionals, managers, executives and technicians because of automation.
This is according to a report about the future workforce by an Institute of Policy Studies senior research fellow. Before that happens, though, mature workers already staring down the barrel of retrenchment or difficulty finding employment after retrenchment need to up their game somehow. How is the question, right, Adrian? But let's start with the state of ageism in the workplace now.
Well, I think we have to define ageism rather broadly. It's ageism, there's definitely the component of age discrimination, which is there. And there's also the other area, which is an aging workforce. So it is true that we do have an aging workforce because, as we all know, we are getting older. But the other thing that compounds the aging workforce issue is the delay in retirement age as well. So you're moving it from 62 to 65 to 67. And as a result, you just have more people still being in the workforce. So it is definitely a challenge, ageism, in terms of the sheer number of people who will fall into that bracket. Mm. But also there is discrimination going on with regards to people in that age bracket as well.
Mm-hmm. How willing are organizations now to kind of redesign job scopes to accommodate an aging workforce?
Well, I think organizations are trying, but I would like to put forward a more radical idea is that the people who are in the aging workforce bracket have to reorganize themselves for the reality of the job market. They have to realize that it's no longer about jobs, it's all about skills. And the big challenge about people in that particular age group is that they may have skills that expired or near expiry or not relevant anymore. Mm. So the big challenge is how do I then stay relevant with regards to being updated with skills? Understanding what are the new skills I need to acquire. It's just a lot of mindset change for the individuals in that age group.
How non-discriminatory is automation, you think? Or does it affect, say, the mature worker more than the younger ones?
Well, I think automation affects everybody. In terms, I've seen young programmers as well who are facing challenges, not just from automation, because right now they have services like what they call robotic process automations, which will streamline mundane and predictable jobs. So it's going to affect the younger ones as well, the older ones. But I think the older ones, the more senior people in that age group, tend to adapt not as quickly as the younger ones. So that's where the big challenge is.
Anecdotally, that's true. Look at my mom. She refuses to use the smartphone that I gave her. I mean, it's not fair. I'm not generalizing.
So ideally, Adrian, what does a coordinated effort from the government and other stakeholders would look like?
Well, I think one of the things that, I mean, the government is doing a good job in trying to address this by throwing money at the problem in terms of giving grants, in terms of trying to get CPF adjustments for that age group. But I think in terms of what and I'm going to put forward another challenge to the government is the civil service. They should be hiring more senior people as well in that age group. You know, put your money where your mouth is, hire more of these rather than just the younger ones. Just for menial type jobs, but for senior jobs. So I think the government, the civil service, they have their own pressures, but they should practice what they preach and start hiring 50-year-olds, 55-year-olds, 62-year-olds even. Mm-hmm. So I like to challenge them on that. For organizations, I think one of the things that they need to have is a mindset change. It's not just about hiring older people, older workers, not being effective or what. One of the things they need to understand is that when someone hits a certain age, 55 even or 60, they're no longer working just for the money. You may be working for self-satisfaction because all your bills are paid. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, a lot of reservations we see from employers when it comes to hiring older workers is that this guy's too expensive. But you know, there are a lot of people out there who don't mind taking a lower salary for less work, maybe perhaps not a regional work, but just a local job. So I think employers need to change their mindset with regards to adjusting salaries to the kind of work and to put senior folks into more junior roles that are less expensive without having the fear of thinking, oh no, she's going to be unchallenged or she's going to leave after 6 months if another job comes along. So in terms of employers, they need to shift their mindset towards that.
Okay, before that coordinated effort of mindset shifting and putting your money where your mouth is between the government and stakeholders, for example, mature workers, what can they do to stay relevant? We've heard a lot about upskilling and so on. DeepSkill, talk to us about that.
Yeah, so they have to understand in terms of positioning. The reality is there's going to be competition for skills from the younger generation, and these are skills that are in demand. So the older workers have to realize that they need to position themselves in a way that they can compete more aggressively with the younger ones. Understanding, having more experience is one area. But in terms of deep skilling, and I love the word deep skilling because it shows that you have the depth of the subject matter mastery. So if you want to deep skill, then which areas do you deep skill in? What you need to do as a more mature worker is you need to understand your domain. If you're in HR, you need to analyze your job scope. So for instance, like HR, there are certain elements that are going out right now. Like for instance, HR operations, that's just being outsourced. Compensation and benefits, you know, it's being automated, it's being sent or offshore as well. But there are other areas that are fast growing, like HR analytics, talent management, which requires the wealth of experience that you have. So if you want a deep skill, what I suggest is you do an analysis of the various elements of your job right now. Which ones would be growth? Which ones would be the growth areas? Which ones would be the areas which you can defend and focus and deep skill? And if you do not have the skill in that area, it's not too late. Go pick up the skill, learn it.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking to Adrian Chu, CEO and founder of Career Agility International. Well, Adrian, how much of an uphill task do mature workers face to kind of compete?
See, ceteris paribus, right? They have the same skills as a younger counterpart. How much of an uphill task do they face when it comes to competing with their younger counterparts?
Well, I hate to say it, but there is age discrimination out there. So, but largely it's because of misconceptions that, you know, the older worker, he's not as energetic, he's more sick days, he's slower. So, which are unfair generalizations that unfortunately HR and hiring managers tend to have. So, what I would recommend is that you can sit down and complain about it, or you can do something about it. Show your domain mastery, show your expertise. And you know, if you go for interviews, you go there energized, show them your energy levels and everything, show them that age is just a number. And when you talk to them, talk to your interviewers, put that sprite in the way you talk and have the mastery. Because
I'm envisioning myself doing breakdancing on my head or something just to show I'm still energetic.
And that's interesting because I have met 40-year-olds who speak like 65-year-olds.
I know what you mean. What you mean.
Yeah.
You've got to have a bounce of your life so that your interviewer will know that you're not like old and, you know,
correct,
out of fashion.
Yeah. In fact, the oldest client of mine whom I placed and got a job was 68 years old. So it's not about the age. It's not about number. Because this guy, in fact, what was interesting is that the client was telling me that, hey, this candidate you're putting forward, he's old. I said, no, he's not old. You know, he plays tennis still. In fact, I would like to make a round between you and him and see who wins. So it's all how they present themselves. And, and the moment you're in front of the hiring manager, show your energy level, show the wisdom that you have over the age, and don't handicap yourself thinking I'm old. They're not going to hire me. No, it's all about skills.
Your mindset and your negativity or negative thoughts hampering how you may present yourself.
Yeah, in fact, what's interesting as well is I see 51-year-olds who feel that I'm old. No, you're not old. She's 51. Goodness. But it's sad because... And then they come to us and they say, no, hey, Adrian, I've been sending out my CVs. I'm not getting any traction for jobs because they think I'm old. I'm too old for the job.
And I 51 say, is not old.
It's not old. And I say, look, how do you
know?
Says
Bernard, who is?
Listen, what makes you think that you're old at 51? What makes you think that they're rejecting you because of age? Has anyone ever said that to you? And no, it's a self-defeating mentality. they think, I think I'm old. So shift your thinking.
How can mature workers make themselves stand out from their younger, cheaper counterparts? I mean, some strategies involve being employed to utilize or display being like a mentor or something?
I think one of my clients now is facing that issue because he is a bit on the senior side. He's in his late 50s. He's trying to get roles, but he's hitting a roadblock right now because people are telling him you're too old. But he's saying, no, I'm more experienced. And in fact, because of my age, I'm not out for your job anymore. So I'm a low-risk hire. And in fact, what I want to do is I just want to help your organization. I want to coach the younger generation. And he's getting very good traction with that positioning. So because I'm a bit older, I'm not a threat to your job anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Adrian Chiu, CEO and founder of Career Agility International, joins us every Thursdays to talk us through how we can stay relevant and have those successful careers. You can check them out at careeragility.org. That's careeragility.org. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thank you. Welcome very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.